Okay, interview with Callum McIntyre. Well, Cal, congratulations. That's a great win for you.
Oh, I tell you what, yeah. Yeah, feeling a lot of things. Really, really pleased with the result. Really pleased with the performance at an important stage of the season. Liked it. Liked what we were about from 3 minutes past three onwards. Didn't enjoy the inability to start the game, but I thought our performance was worthy of a victory. It was worthy of more goals. I thought we created some chances, and we showed a side to us that I associate with this group of players over a long period of time, and really, really pleased. So yeah, so excuse my going to try and articulate how I'm feeling, but lots on the mind, but very, very pleased with the type of performance, and felt something at full time, felt momentum, felt energy, felt that connection between the players and the supporters, and I was really, really proud of how our supporters recognised our players' efforts today.
You talk about the goal, obviously, which we conceded early doors here, but it shows great character that after that we pretty much controlled the game.
We didn't start the game, did we? So Farsley kicked off at 3 o'clock. We didn't fundamentally, as much as, to be fair, we have the chance, don't we, 20 seconds before. I thought that come too soon in the game, and then however many seconds later you're picking the ball out your net. I think you're right to reference the reaction, because when we went to Warrington on New Year's Day, something similar happened. We need to look at why we've started a game that way, but we didn't respond, and we've ultimately lost a game and given a result away as a result of that. But we've today shown personality. I can't believe we weren't level at half time, and then I thought the second half we were comfortable, and obviously the penalty and the free kick was okay. Free kick was it was alright.
Okay, more than okay, that wasn't it. 25 yards out into the top bin, great free kick.
It's a way to introduce yourself, isn't it? I think he's been terrific for us. He's been good around the place. I was pleased with his cameo for 30 minutes last week, and I thought it was an unbelievable free kick right at the top draw that doesn't belong in the National League North. That's what I think he's going to do for us over the next 12 games. His personality, his pedigree, gives everyone a lift. I'm really enjoying working with him, and I thought that free kick was a good way to go. Hello, I'm here.
Equally as important, though, is obviously the penalty that wins the game for us, and Elliot has been putting them away recently.
Yeah, Elliot Penhouse, he's cool in them moments, and obviously he stepped up for us at Peterborough Sports to get one now. Feels like a better point with the two victories afterwards, so pleased. I just think you've seen the type of performance there from individuals that it's a tough place to come. Look at the pitch towards the end of the game when the weather conditions really pick up. It's a challenge. It's somewhere that until last year didn't have a great record coming. But I just think they're the type of wins, and it's as good a win as we've had in my time here. It isn't our record against the top sides. We've had some brilliant moments away from home and at home. I just felt that at full time. I felt like we as a club, as a group of players, as a staff, as a first team group, as the supporters and the people that really rally behind us on days like today, really happy that they go home happy, but really you felt that connection. That's what we need, because it's unique. It's what we have that other clubs don't have. We can fetch those numbers. You can feel that proper support, and at times it can put you on the back foot. You've got to embrace it, and you've got to embrace that opportunity that we have together to try and get promoted, and I felt that, and it couldn't be better time. That momentum's building, that energy, look forward to some more big away followings, but just so, so proud of the players. And I don't think I say that enough, that I like working with these group of players. I like getting to know them. I think a lot of them, I rate them, but I'm very, very proud of them for their personality. And I just thought that type of character that you referenced, that grit, that those individual performances, but everything we've actually gone on and produced, those wins, that's what we're about, and we're in a decent position. We are probably 14 to 15 points now away. 5 wins, you'd say, would guarantee us a playoff spot. What a brilliant way to do it. But the focus very quickly has to turn on at Tuesday night and what will be a really tough test at Hereford.
Yeah, so we touched on it there. Hereford away, obviously, a game where everyone looks forward to, and it's going to be one of those kind of real playoff kind of feel games, isn't it?
They've brought the best out in us all year. We've had those scenarios where we've dropped points away from home against sides at the bottom of the league, a couple of frustrating draws, but generally against those sides in the top seven, it's always brought the best out of us, always. So we will relish that, apart from when Hereford came to us earlier in the season, and we don't forget that sort of stuff. So it's an opportunity where we set the players a points target for the 6-game block that today was game 4. We're a win away from doing it. There'll be a real focus on that game, but often it's really important you move on to the next one, and it is, and this game, this industry is like that. It's important to take a minute as well and reflect on. I thought the players were terrific. but it is going to feel like a playoff game on Tuesday. A proper football club, got a lot of respect for them and a lot of good players, had a really good FA Trophy run. They've strengthened as the season went on. Thought when they came to us, they really hurt us in that last 30 minutes of the game and we didn't react. And they're in and around those positions that we all want to be in. As I'm speaking to you now, I haven't seen any scores, so I don't know what that picture looks like. What I know is that for us, it's the chance to get to 60 points, and all of a sudden that magic number of 70 to 72 starts to feel a lot more achievable. So, be a big test. Hope to see another big following. I hope they back us the way they did today. I thought the supporters were absolutely magnificent, and you certainly saw the best version of all sides of the club today.
Physically demanding game, this one today, and obviously you've had Charlie and Matty not with us today, so are we hopeful they'll be back in the Mux squad for Tuesday?
I don't think so. I think we'll be the 16 or 17 players, however many it was, that we were today to pick from, and we'll put a team out there that might be the same as today, might be different, there might be some things that we look at. We'll look at Hereford's game today, look at their last four or five games, try and find some trends, but we've got to be really, really pleased with the opportunity to play in these games, and we've got to be pleased with the fact that when we've lost a couple of bodies there, the, like you say, Charlie Caton that we lose for a couple, Matty Williams that we've lost for a couple, I thought players that were out there on the pitch were terrific. So don't envisage any back for Tuesday, but I hope to have two or three back for Saturday, and then that competition in that squad can really kick in. But I've talked about it, we're going to need everyone. Thought players that came off the bench today, excellent in different ways. I thought a really pleasing performance from the start, and just to echo that, a really pleasing performance in the stand. That togetherness, there you go, I've said it again. That unity, that spirit, that everything that we're about, we can do things that other clubs can't. And on days like today, I'm very, very proud to be reminded of that.
Congratulations today.
Thank you.